Hey, awesome listeners. Welcome back to Procrastination Punisher, your daily dose of fired up motivation to conquer that to-do list and level up your life. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you ditch the snooze button on your dreams and finally get things done. Now, let's talk about procrastination. Ever feel like it's this sneaky little monster lurking in the shadows, whispering sweet nothings about Netflix binges and just 5 more minutes? Yeah, we've all been there. But listen up, because today, we're arming ourselves with some serious procrastination-busting hack small wins that can lead to massive gains. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect to run a marathon without training, right? Getting things done is the same. We need those micro-victories to build momentum and crush those big goals. Here are 5 killer strategies to kick procrastination to the curb, starting today. First up, embrace the power of just 5 minutes. Seriously, that's it. Commit to working on something for just 5 minutes. You'd be surprised how often a 5-minute burst turns into a full-fledged productivity session. Think of it like warming up your brain once you get those creative juices flowing. It's much easier to keep going. Next, let's talk about breaking down those daunting tasks. Ever felt overwhelmed by a project that seemed like Mount Everest? Well, guess what? You can conquer any mountain one step at a time. Break down that huge task into smaller, more manageable chunks. Suddenly, it doesn't seem so scary, right? It becomes a series of mini victories instead of this monolithic beast you have to face alone. Number 3. Reward yourself. You deserve to celebrate those wins, big or small. Treat yourself to something you enjoy after completing a task, a delicious cup of coffee, a quick walk outside, a few minutes browsing your favorite website. Positive reinforcement works wonders. It keeps you motivated and reinforces the positive habit of getting things done. Now let's talk about environment. Ever notice how distractions seem to multiply when you're trying to focus? Create a dedicated workspace that's free from clutter and interruptions. Turn off those notifications, put your phone on silent, and tell your loved ones you need some focus time. Finally, remember to be kind to yourself. We all have days when procrastination gets the best of us. Don't beat yourself up over it, just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Remember, progress, not perfection, is the key here. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's got this big project due next week, and she's feeling completely overwhelmed. The thought of even starting it makes her want to curl up under a blanket and watch runs of her favorite sitcom. Sound familiar? But then Sarah remembers our just 5 minutes rule. She sets a timer for 5 minutes and just dives in. And you know what? That 5 minutes turns into 10, then 20, and suddenly she's making real progress. She breaks down the project into smaller tasks, rewards herself with breaks, and feels a sense of accomplishment she hasn't felt in ages. See? Small wins lead to big gains. So, my amazing listeners, remember this. Procrastination doesn't have to win. You have the power to take control one small victory at a time. Embrace those just 5 minutes, break down those daunting tasks, celebrate your wins, create a distraction-free environment, and be kind to yourself. You got this. Ready to crush it? Share this episode with a friend who needs a little procrastination punch in the arm, leave us a review on your favorite podcast app, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep this momentum going. Until next time, stay fired up and keep crushing those goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.